Blog Talk Radio.
Democrats, we have the Americans on the run. Yes, now the rhinos have come over to the party. Yes, only people that are left of struggling in America are the Tea Party people. Comrades, we are winning the Great War under the Tsar Obama bin Laden. Welcome to the Spirit of America party. We're in trouble. We're in big trouble. And we don't know it. I'll bet you, if you asked every American for a list of the 10 biggest problems in America, here are four words that you won't find on it. Freedom, religion, drugs, and military capability. We are in big trouble. And you don't realize it, and you don't want to hear it because you've got enough problems. Somebody just sent me three shopping baskets dated 1998, what $20 would buy, and the basket was full. And then they showed 2005, and the basket was half full. And then they showed 2014, and there were four items in the basket. Maybe three. I might be overcounting. It is terrible. It is terrible. And yet this could all go away tomorrow. All we got to do is pay our bills. All we got to do is go from the red to the black. The red is communism. The black is a strong America. And how do you do that? It's easy. Here's what you do. You reduce the tax burden by 80%. Oh, you're going to cause a lot of government jobs. Oh, you're going to put the government out of... Oh, did I say reduce the government by 80%? Oh, yeah, we got to do that too. Yes, and that's what we need to do. And then we have to have a couple of rules to play by. One, only one term per termite. Washington is not a career. It's a service. That's it. no pensions. You go find your own medical plan after you leave office, and that's it. You take the paycheck for 4 to 6 years, and you get the hell out and take your crap with you and let somebody new come in and try and find out where the envelopes go. So it's one term per termite, and here's the big one, so that your vote counts once again. A $1 champagne contribution from everybody in the country maximum. Whether you're GE or Joe the plumber, the most you can contribute to a termite is $1. Now, you do that, and I guarantee you, inside of 1 year, you'll be paying more bills than you have. And you'll have money in your pocket, and you'll be whistling on the way to work. For yourself, not for the government. You are a tax slave today. You don't realize it yet. You know why? Because you're in the treadmill, and they're spinning it real fast. So you have to hurry up and run, otherwise you'll get hurt. Wake up, America! This doesn't have to be this nightmare. We do not have to live in it. Okay, so what are we going to do? You want to talk about morals?
Thank you very much.
So we're on a morality kick. We're on a morality kick tonight. And a couple of things triggered it. We went to the movies and we saw this movie about, and I forget the name of it, but it's about a little boy who, from the Midwest, and his father is a Baptist, a preacher, and he has an appendicitis attack. What was the name of that movie?
Heaven is for Real.
Heaven is for Real is the name of the movie. And he has an appendicitis attack, and he gets peritonitis. And it's debatable whether he dies or he just has an out-of-body experience. But I'll tell you something. It hits home, and it makes you think about the next life. Of course, atheists don't have to worry. When they die, they go nowhere. And if they go to heaven, everybody has to hide so they can continue to believe there's no God. And I have a slogan, you know, atheists make the best communists, and communists make the best Democrats. And Jimmy from Brooklyn has a slogan, when the communists win, they win, and when they lose, they win. Think about that one. When they lose, they win. Think about that one. So this kid has an out-of-body experience, and his father questions the authenticity of his thoughts and vision. And he starts to tell his father about his grandfather that he never met. And the father's convinced. In the meantime, there's a girl in India having a similar experience, and she is painting a picture of Jesus. And I shouldn't tell you the ending in this movie. You got to go see it. It's a feel-good movie. When you come out of there, you won't feel like you were raped by HBO. You know, you'll come out of there. And you don't even have to go to the movies. You can get it now on Fios and probably other services. Heaven is Real is the name of the movie. And it was good. It was a good-feeling movie. His mother has lost one child in childbirth. And she knew it was a girl. And the mother doesn't believe the son, the little son. He's a little kid. And he tells her he met his sister. It's a real good movie. It's a real good movie. It'll bring you to tears. It'll start you drinking all over again. Then I saw something that shocked me, a stat that I had no idea how bad things were. But there is a Catholic channel, I think in my area it's 285, it's called EWTN. And there's an old, I think he's a Capuchin monk, and he wears glasses, and he's got a beard, and he looks like he's from the 15th century, but he's really up to date. And he was describing different Catholics, a group he calls A&P. A&P Catholics, that's Ashes and Palm. It's the only time you see them. Then he's got ones for Christmas and Easter. It's the only time you see them. And then he's got, a Chinese menu Catholic, you know, one from Column A. They pick what they're going to acknowledge as a sin. But he was pretty good, but this... And he blames the decline of a religion, especially our religion, which is the Catholic religion, which is mine, in the 60s when the pill and drugs came in. And that's really sad. And I happen to be watching today. I just flipped the channels, and there's a guy I hate on NBC, and I had to hear what he was going to say. And he had on a black girl who was mocking the Republicans, and her main argument about the Republicans was that they're anti-abortion. And I said to myself, do you realize that the black community kills more kids percentage-wise than any other community, kills more black babies than any other community? If I was a racist, why would I want to save black babies? Why would I care? Planned Parenthood kills 3,000 babies a day. 700 are Latino niños, 1,100 are African-American babies, and 1,200 are white. Now, if the black population is supposedly 13% of the country, and the white population supposedly is 60% of the country, and we're only killing 100 more babies than the black population, which is only 13% of the country, doesn't that tell you there's something wrong? Doesn't that tell you that there's genocide going on? What's the difference between Hutus and Tutus and the abortion of all these black babies? And speaking of Hutus and Tutus and Tutsis, I saw that movie, Hotel Rwanda. And that guy should have got an Academy Award that played the hotel manager. He played a good role. He was an excellent role player. And what he went through to save the lives of blacks while the UN pulled out on them, sat by and watched them being butchered and didn't do anything. It's really sad. And they played the voice recording of the Secretary of State's representative under the Clinton administration saying, it's not genocide. It has to reach a million before it can be classified as genocide. And it was at 800,000. 800,000. Unbelievable. And the reason, it was a racial thing based on size. Because the Tutus were taller than the Hutus. And when they were broadcasting for the Hutus to rise up and chop 800,000 Tutsis to death, they said it's time to cut the big trees. That was the signal. How sad, man. And we did nothing. We could have hired a mercenary band to go in there and save those people. If nobody wanted to get involved, they could have hired a mercenary band to go in there and save those people. At least protect them. How sad. Really sad. And then I'm watching Chaldeans in Syria being driven from their homes that they've lived there for 2,000 years. The Muslims are destroying the tombs of Daniel and Jonah in northern Iraq. It is really sad. And then another channel, National Geographic, showed Aleppo, Syria, and Bashar al-Assad, who's been getting away with murder, plus his father, for years. And there are neighborhoods in Aleppo that were standing up against Bashar al-Assad, and he was destroying them. And it was really sad. They interviewed a young girl, and you see, all they want to do is play a little bit, you know what I mean? They want to play with their dolls. This little girl, she must have been, I'm going to say, 6 years old. She knew the word shrapnel. and she was 5 or 6, and she saw a guy get hit with a mortar round, and she said his head was split in two. And she saw that as a little girl. Can you imagine that? This Bashar al-Assad is a murderer. He's being supported by the Russians and the Iranians. World War III is coming, and we're not going to have a choice. We're going to get an RSVP invitation, because the forces of evil are arraying against us. And the sad part, according to Cicero, the enemy inside the gates is the strongest of fear. And that's Osama bin Laden, Obama bin Laden. So we're in trouble. We're in big trouble, and nobody's going to get off the hook, and we're not ready. At least we used to have a draft, and guys were military trained. We don't have that anymore. We've got a small, less than 1% of the country defends it. And you know what? Obama's destroying them. He's destroying them. He's putting them in jail for shooting back. There are women who are selling their homes to be with their husbands in Fort Leavenworth, Kansas, so they can visit them on a daily basis. It is really sad. It's time for a patriotic tune.
My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride, from every mountainside, let freedom ring. Let music swell the breeze, and ring from all the trees, sweet freedom song. Let mortal tongues awake, let all that grieve partake, let rocks their silence break, the sound prolong. Ah, 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 ah.
Thoughts come to mind. They're snowing the American people again with this VA scenario. They're going to appoint somebody, and he's going to get to the bottom of everything. You want to get to the bottom of everything? Close the VA. Close it tomorrow. Close it, privatize it, and let every GI go wherever he wants to for medical care tomorrow, and he goes to the front of the line. And then you can also give him access to a free college education, paid for by the universities, with all the money they're making on the students, ripping off the students. Yeah, they want the government to pay for the student loans. How about the university just charging them a decent price? Yep. And also $1 million combat zone death benefit, $500,000 for every missing limb. Okay? And the orphans, because they're widows and orphans of GIs that are in Fort Leavenworth, on their some on trumped up charges, okay, which should be reinvestigated. Everybody that's there as a result of this war, Iraq and Afghanistan, everybody that's in there should have their trials reviewed tomorrow. And the first thing that should be learned is who sat on the court-martial panel and what combat experience did they have. And if they were tried and convicted by a panel that had no combat experience, that trial should be thrown out, thrown right out. And because those guys are rotting in jail for a crime they may or may not have committed, why punish their families? They've lost their benefits. They've lost their income. They're now out in the street alone. And that's not right. That's not right. Not when we can import votes for the Democrat Party from people that never served this country and have just come to learn the routine on how to get welfare and freebies. So that's an injustice beyond measure. So having said that, I was listening to Mark Levin tonight, and he's all upset because apparently the word is out that Obama dissed Netanyahu over the phone and yelled at him. That's pretty tough, isn't it? The guy's in Israel, you're in Washington, D.C., you're surrounded by all your boys, and plus the Department of Justice, and you're talking... And you're talking trash at the Netanyahu. Yeah, well, and all you Democrats who are Jewish, I don't know what the hell you're doing in that party. And here's the disturbing fact. There's a poll that Mark is referring to. And he says that 60% of Republicans blame Hamas for the situation. But only 26% of Democrats blame Hamas. Now, as far as I can see and from what I know, most Democrats, most Jewish people vote Democratic. I have a few friends that are very independent, like Mark Levin. But as a block, most Democrats, most Jewish people vote Democrat. Now, what is that? I would like to see a survey taken just from Jewish people in the United States on this same question: who's responsible, Hamas or Israel? And who do you support? Do you support Israel? I think we'd be very shocked if they told the truth. That's one man's opinion. And it's very sad. Especially, and you know what? if it wasn't for the nukes that Israel has, the Islamic world would sweep down on them tomorrow and kill every man, woman, and child, including the ones that say "Salam Aleikum." They would erase the population of Israel. And then they would come out into the rest of the world and look for anybody else. And that's my personal opinion. It is really sad. And I seen a representative for Hamas in an interview with somebody on Marine Killing NBC. And the guy had no qualms. He blamed everything on Israel. Now, you fire, 2,600 rockets, and they're running out. They're trying to get up more money for rockets into Israel. And you blame Israel? You murder three kids, you kidnap three kids, young boys, and you murder them, and you blame Israel? Yeah. big mistake Israel made was giving back Gaza. Never should have given up Gaza. They should have made a deal, paid for it, and if they didn't want it, put the money in a bank account for them. That's it. It's a done deal. Goodbye. Never should have given up Gaza. And you know why they did? Because the Americans sweet-talked them into doing it. You know what they said? Don't worry about it. We'll protect you. That's what they told Taiwan. Don't worry about it. We'll protect you. That's what they told Japan. You don't need nukes. We'll protect you. You know what Japan's doing right now? They're quietly acquiring nukes. Surprise! You don't believe that, right? Oh, they'll break the treaty. Yeah. You mean like Rasputin did? You think that's the first time he's broken the treaty? You got a lot to learn. Let us turn now to drugs, because the New York slimes who endorsed the Joseph Stalin and Fidel Castro, they call Fidel Castro the George Washington of Cuba. George Washington only had one term of office, or did he have two? I'm not sure. But he didn't want to be king. They wanted to make him a king. He said, no. He said, the people own this country. And if he came here today, he'd say, why are these people paying 80% of their income in taxes? We only had a Tea Party tax of 3 cents on a pound of tea. And we dumped it all into Boston Harbor. Now Boston leads the way for they've just gotten a little bit of Tea Party Liberty Bells. And they're demonstrating because Obama is sneaking illegal aliens into their neighborhoods and giving them the education bill. Yeah. So we heard chants of USA, USA. That's good. May those chants grow louder. It takes 25% of Americans to win a revolution. That's all it fought in 1776, and that's all that won. Everybody else sat on defense. Well, we'll get involved when we're sure it's a win. But now we got this drug problem, and I talked about it the other night, and I got to tell you, the New York slimes, who also their editor, Walter Duranty, covered up the murder of 10 million Ukrainians for Joseph Stalin and told the American people it wasn't real. And meanwhile, 10 million Ukrainians died, starved to death. You know why they starved to death? And because Stalin collectivized at their farms. They used to have a little piece of land they used to grow stuff on, and they grew a surplus, and they were known as the breadbasket of Russia. And they had a little bit of a capitalist pride. And what Stalin did is he seized all their crops and all of their cattle, all of their hogs. He took everything that they could eat, and he starved them to death. And they ended up eating their children. And he killed 10 million Ukrainians. 10 million. And now Putin's back with this fake, with his KGB boys pretending to be pro-Russian Ukrainians. Those are Russian troops in there, man. Don't let anybody fool you. You know? Don't let anybody fool you. It's all Russian troops in there. The ones who shot down MH17. But this drug situation being promoted by the New York Times is bad. It is big business. It is big government business. The government wants a pound of flesh. The government wants drugs to be sold throughout the land because it's good revenue. And the bigger this Pac-Man government eats, the more it needs to fuel its tax junkie fervor. So, drugs is bad news, and I'll give you a quick comparison. They're comparing it to alcohol. It's the same as alcohol. It's not. The most that a drunk will rob from you is tip money at the bar. okay? And if a drunk borrows money from you, he usually pays it back, no matter how slow. A junkie is a different coat of arms, man. They lie, they cheat, they steal, they will kill, they will sell you out, they will set you up, they will turn you over to other junkies. I saw him, he was counting money, he's got money in a safe. You're getting a visit from other junkies. Drugs is the evilest problem we have in this country. And just they're telling you it's just a little weed. Let me tell you something. Not everybody can stick to weed. You got people that can't give up cigarettes. And like I said the other night, I grew up in a neighborhood. There was a bar on every street. They were corner-to-corner bars. And I got to tell you, the drunks are easier to live with. And believe me, I know people that have lived a nightmare with drunks. But they are easier, as a whole, they are easier to live with than junkies. And junkies will kill you for money. Junkies have no morals, no soul. You'll find a guy that sobers up and goes to church. But junkies are bad news. So let me give you a little tune. And I'll tell you something else. The cost of drugs is very expensive. And if they find out you got money and you can be had, they'll sell you out tomorrow. They'll steal $1,000 worth of your goods, and they'll sell it for $25. The drunkies are easier to live with, and you can hear them coming because they recycle, and you can hear the cans and the bottles clanging together. And they do sober up. But drugs is bad news, and it's going to be the takedown of the country. And you must know this, that cocaine is chemical warfare. I'm looking at a book. It's out of circulation. It goes back many years, and it's a picture of Lenin on the cover, and the hammer and the sickle is on the cover over Lenin. And then there's crack rocks and a hypodermic needle on the hammer and sickle. And it's called Red Cocaine, the Drugging of America and the West. And it's by a guy named Joseph Douglas. And there's a foreword, and I'm just turning to one page. It says, in the United Kingdom each weekend, an estimated 1.5 million young people spend Friday or Saturday night at raves, high on a synthetic drug called ecstasy, imported illegally from Holland. The Dutch are one of the best traders in the world. They were the first ones to trade slaves, black slaves, in the 1500s. They brought the first slaves to the United States. They are tremendous businessmen and traders. And Iranian oil goes into Rotterdam and changes mothers so it can be sold to people who are boycotting Iranian oil. The mecca of permissiveness these past two decades, many deaths from this lethal concoction have been reported, and the long-term damage being inflicted is unquantified. At gymnasiums and nightclubs, a new designer drug known as liquid ecstasy. Now, this is an old story here. This is 1999. Was being extensively marketed in early 1999, and test runs on guinea pigs, I put that in there, in various parts of the country and among the homosexual communities in big cities. If this is substance, now why did they target homosexuals? They're targets, because this is red cocaine. If this is a communist plan, it's called chemical warfare. If this substance gamma hydroxybutyrate, or GHB, is mixed with alcohol, lethal effects can quickly follow. Following the death of a 27-year-old Ian Hignett, who expired suddenly after ingesting this substance at some UK nightclub without knowing what he was taking. Detective Chief Inspector Colin Matthews of Merseyside Police told the Daily Telegraph that people taking this liquid are dicing with death. They are indeed, since it possesses the delightful characteristic of being liable to depress the central nervous system. So you got all kinds of drug experimentation going on. Now, here's something you should hear. Jimmy from Brooklyn talks about this guy's name I'm going to mention to you. Everybody now, you know, like everybody, the so-called experts on communism, they mentioned Saul Alinsky. But nobody mentions Antonio Gramsci, an Italian communist. And here's what it says. Communism, a form of devilish collectivist mania, which consistently with all forms of mental aberration knows no rest, going round and round in circles, hence revolution, cannot succeed on its own terms. From the outset of Lenin's world revolution, therefore the Comintern sought special secret ways of undermining society. Isn't that what's happening in our country today? Our society is being undermined by abortion, by takedown of religion, and the persecution of religion, which is beginning. And here's a thought I had tonight. Have you noticed that there's a lot of police atrocities are being played in the movie, in the media? Have you noticed more and more there's stories of police atrocity? But they don't tell you about all the good deeds that police do. You know why that is? Because Obama is getting ready to purge the police departments in the country. He's already purging the U.S. military in this country. Anybody that's not loyal to him is going to be removed. It is not loyalty to the Constitution. It's loyalty to him. Anybody that poses a threat to him is going to be removed. So watch out, a policeman. Be careful what you say, because you're on a watch list and you don't know it. It may be safer for you to go underground with your opinions, because one day you may be the only thing that stands between a communist takeover and freedom. So let me see what it says here. From the outset of Lenin's world revolution, therefore, the Comintern sought special secret ways of undermining society using a methodology taught by Lenin and elaborated later by the founder of the Italian Communist Party, Antonio Gramsci. Gramsci argued that power is best attained in developed countries through a gradual process of radicalization of the cultural institutions. He promoted the infiltration of the Catholic Church, a process that would in turn transform the values and morals of the society. Gramsci believed that as society's morals were softened, so its political and economic foundation would be more easily smashed and reconstructed. Hence, it was necessary to infiltrate autonomous institutions, schools, that's being done, Common Core, Communist Common Core, media, teaching Spanish to kindergarten kids. They're breaking it up, man. They're going to turn America into a Tower of Babel. Schools, media, churches, public interest groups, so as to transform the culture, which determines the environment for political and economic policies. Yeah, and also the environment has been infiltrated. Red cocaine, which definitely eliminates all doubts that the global drug scourge has been hijacked, developed, and co-opted by foreign intelligent operations, and has become a primary dimension of the continuing Leninist world revolution, is a classic work which the establishment in the United States preferred to ignore. You know what else is getting ignored? And I never realized it until I saw something on TV the other night. The goodness of religion is never advertised by the media. It is never promoted by the media. When was the last time you saw the media saying this Bible church did a good thing, that Baptist church, these evangelists did a good thing, these Methodists that did a good thing? You don't see it. Look at Danny Thomas. That's the last guy I ever seen that got credit for doing something with a religious a base to it, St. Jude's Hospital. Yet there are works being done every day by Christians and Jews who take care of the poor and the suffering. But you don't see that. But if there's one pedophile priest, and they'll show you him, but they won't show you the teachers in the rubber rooms in the public schools in New York. They'll never go to the rubber rooms and say, what are you here for? You think about that. And you know how when I came to realize it? I came to realize it the other night. I'm flipping channels. And I see a mass being taken place, and I noticed they're all black. I said, oh, this must be a knockoff. I said, look, they're wearing vestments. They got an altar. They're stand. I said, this looks like a Catholic ceremony, but this must be. And they had green vestments on, and I didn't see any cross on the back of the vestments. But then they went to a picture, and there was Jesus, and there was a big crucifix. And then they panned the audience, and the entire audience was black. On the altar, there was one white priest. He happened to be a cardinal. And I said to myself, is this a Catholic? And it had a symbol like the Knights of Columbus, but it was the Knights of, and it had a guy's name. So I said, this is a ripoff. This is a knockoff. And then they panned the audience, and all of the black men were dressed as Knights of Columbus. They had the same outfits. And all of the black women, and it was entirely black, all of the black women were wearing fezes. They had nice white outfits on. They're wearing fezes, like the Shriners wear. And then I hear the priest starting to go through a communion, the preparation for communion. And I said, this is a Catholic ceremony. I never heard of these people. Who are these people? They're all black. And you know what? They look well off. They don't look poor. But and they did. They were elderly. Okay? And then the cardinal gave a sermon, and he started to talk about this is a black organization, and they're trying to get a black, I don't know, the black whose name is the one that is head of this organization. And he starts to tell a story about I can't remember the guy's name, but apparently what he used to do and why he might be a candidate for canonization. He lived in Colombia, and when slave ships used to come into Colombia, they used to bring 10,000 slaves a day to Colombia. And he would go down as soon as the ship came in, he would go with food and water, and he would cater to the ones who were dying, who would not survive the voyage. And, he sort of like gave them last rites. And for this, he was named a saint. He was, named a good person. And then the cardinal talked about, where this organization was? Alabama. And he talked about there were two Catholic hospitals, one in Mobile and one in Montgomery. And he happened to mention that Martin Luther King's two children were born in Catholic hospitals. and that at the time of, you know, of the Selma March, that there was a lot of persecution, and the Catholic Church took a lot of heat also. As a matter of fact, there was a march where they were going to the Capitol to protest, and they had to take sanctuary in and sleep overnight because they weren't allowed to congregate, so they had to take sanctuary in a Catholic either a school or a hospital or a church, and then they went on the next day to present their grievances to the state government. And I never heard anything about these people, don't even know who they are. And I said, that's when I said to myself, you know, there's a blackout in this country. There's a blackout against anything good. And especially when it comes to religion. And it's really sad. It's really, I mean, I've seen Jesse Jackson 100 times. Tonight, Al Sharpton was opening up his show on NBC. Come on, man. Are you telling me of all the blacks in this country, this is the best that they can do? And then I see there had to be 500 people at this thing, maybe more. Big choir. And I said to myself, you know, there's a lot of small black churches in communities, and they're living with the drug problem and the no man in the house problem, and they're trying to keep the community together and give people hope, not the hope and change that this phony communist tried to push on us, but I mean real hope and change. And it's really sad that they get no recognition whatsoever. The only one I ever seen give them recognition was Fox. Fox had on a couple of small church pastors who were really struggling to keep their flock from falling apart, you know. It is really sad. But, like I told you, drugs is a problem, and you know what? You don't need a doped-up America. We don't have enough people to stand and deliver now. And once everybody's doped up, we're going to be a pushover. And you know what dope does? It brings bribe money. And everybody gets a piece of the action. And then we're all hooked. If you're not hooked on the drugs, you'll be hooked on the bribes. And that's why I say one term per termite. But drugs suck. In my book, I made it the first chapter. Drugs suck. That's the title of the first chapter. And that's the Spirit of America party book.
Permit me to introduce myself. The name is Mr. Kick. I dwell in a dark dominion away down by the river Styx. The devil has sent me here because I'm full of wicked tricks. And I'm such a popular fellow among all you lunatics. I teach a course in ruination from the devil's text. To fools who can't withstand temptation, step right up, you're next. I hail from a hollow hellhole down along the river Styx. Allow me to introduce myself. The name is Mr. Kicks. When an old wolf starts prowling out among the young lambs howling, don't you know he's looking for kicks? When a young cat full of fly tricks spends his evenings chasing fly chicks, 10 to 1 he's looking for kicks. Kicks is always in demand, cause kicks is full of fun and laughter. Lots of folks get out of hand because it's only kicks they're after. Shady lady and her lover operating undercover, she knows sin and virtue don't mix. Her mama raised her prim and proper, but now while her pills couldn't stop her, when she's on a manhunt for kicks, for kicks, yeah, yeah, looking for kicks, just kicks, nothing but kicks. I'm Satan's sinful servant sent to get you in a fix, so look me up just anytime. The name is Mr. Name the kick.
Okay, we're back. Mr. Kicks, that's what it's about. Thrills, man. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. We come from hard-working people. And the most admired trait in America is a hard-working guy. It doesn't matter what color he is. He's out there working his ass off. He's a brother. Doesn't matter where he's come, where he came from. He's out there, South Korean, selling fish. Indians in Bucalas selling lottery tickets. But you know what's coming? Smoke shops. And your kids are all going to be susceptible. And peer pressure is a terrible thing. I hear stories of girls in the fifth grade telling their mother they can't hold out much longer. In the fifth grade. Okay, peer pressure is a terrible thing. Everybody wants to be part of the in crowd. Okay, so what do we got here? The Italian Super Lotto draw. Yeah, I buy a lottery ticket. Not so much the Italian one. I buy the Spanish one, El Gordo. That's supposed to be one of the biggest. And the Irish sweepstakes, they don't have that anymore, but they do have something. And if you win in Ireland, it's tax-free. Just don't tell Obama about it, because he'll send the IRS to drag you home and put you in Fort Leavenworth as a political prisoner. It is really sad. Okay, Sheila Jackson Lee. I'm going to just run through some headlines. Obama must grant amnesty because blah, 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 blah. If you go to the Socialist Party of America, which is the Communist Party website, they list the 70 Congress mice in the United States Congress who are socialists. And I believe she's on there. Don't hold me to it, but I would check. I would Google. You might get your eyes open, and you might be a little shocked. So that's one of the headlines. Here's one. Did the White House coordinate with the DCC on impeachment? What does that mean? Do you have any idea what that means? I have no idea. So let's take a look at it. This is by a guy named John Carl. Okay. Obama has spent millions to seal the records of his past, and the question is why. My question is, you've got a guy named Private Manning. He was a private, and he had intelligence clearance. A private, okay? That's the lowest rank you can have in the military. Take it from me, I know. Anyway, he stole 200,000 documents and sent them to WikiLeaks. And the reason he gave for that was that he was gay and gays weren't being treated right, so he betrayed his country to punish us. Then you have a KGB agent named Snowden, who the media will tell you he was practicing his freedom of speech. And he ran to China with 1,200,000 classified documents, and China went through them all and said, we'll take this one, we'll take that one, we don't need this. He said, why don't you give the rest to the Russians? So he ran to the Russians, and he gave the Russians what the Chinese didn't want. Okay? Now, I don't know if the Chinese gave him a copy of what they took so he could give the Russians the whole package. My guess is they wouldn't be that dumb. But then he went to the Russians, and now he wants to come home to the country he destroyed. And everybody's saying he's a hero. That's where we are today. Good is evil, and evil is good. So this guy is saying Obama's not a natural-born citizen. And here's the next guy. He says the only solution we have is a military coup. He knows that. That's why he got rid of 197 commanding officers. He relieved the admiral that was at sea when him and Obama and Hillary murdered those four guys on the rooftop, and that's what they did. They murdered them. They left them there to die. Why? Because they disobeyed orders? No, because they're going to tell the story, and we don't want anybody to know. And that's why you haven't seen one witness being called who was there at the scene of the crime. So this one guy says we have to have a military coup. Obama has no priorities other than destroying America. He does not give a damn about the poor, the middle class, or any particular race. He cares only for Muslims and the demise of this country, period. He was breastfed by Frank Marshall Davis in Hawaii. Frank Marshall Davis was on the payroll of the Soviet government. So he has been brainwashed himself. Just went to see the movie America. Everybody needs to go see it. That's Dinesh D'Souza. And the IRS went after Dinesh D'Souza, didn't they? So the IRS is now the Gestapo of Obama. And now the IRS is going after all religious groups. What they're trying to do is stifle free speech. A pastor should be able to get up in a pulpit and denounce a government that is destroying the Constitution. That is a sin. Great movie, A Time to Reawaken the American Spirit. I am the spirit of America. My party is the Spirit of America party. Turn to me. Give me your poor and tattered, and we can rise from the ashes of destruction. And this one is the one. I got to read you this. I was looking for this tonight to read you, and the guy has posted it. This is by Tullius Cicero, a Roman orator. Goes back about 200 years, I think, before Christ. A nation can survive its fools, like John Kerry, and even the ambitious, like George Soros. But it cannot survive treason from within, like Obama bin Laden. An enemy at the gates is less formidable, for he is known and carries his banner openly. But the traitor moves amongst those within the gate freely, his sly whispers rustling through all the alleys and Congress, heard in the very halls of the Senate itself. For the traitor appears not a traitor. He speaks in accents familiar to his victims, and he wears their face and their arguments, which proves my theory. The lips can say anything, but the heart doesn't lie. You got to find out the heart. He appeals to the baseness that lies deep in the hearts of all men. He rots the soul of a nation. He works secretly and unknown in the night to undermine the pillars of the city. He infects the body politic so that it can no longer resist. How many people have given up voting? Here we go. A murderer is less to fear. Marcus Tullius Cicero, 106 BC. I just want Obama, his entire regime, and all the elite that have been in this conspiracy hung. These are different comments from different people. Comment by Elaine Morris. 35 minutes ago, 18 U.S. Code of 4, misprison of a felony. Whoever having knowledge of the actual commission of a felony cognizable by a court of the United States conceals and does not as soon as possible make known the same to some judge or other person in a civil or military authority under the United States shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 3 years or both. So, but you know what? Cowardice in the face of the enemy is punishable by firing squad, and he left those guys on the battlefield to die, and he's the commander-in-chief, and he must be held accountable. And the Clintons should also be held accountable for what they've done over time, especially 911. because those were the Clinton Towers that came down. Yep. Al-Qaeda does not give up. If it takes them 8 years to redo the World Trade Center, they will do it. And they're going to come back to Washington because they missed the taking out of the House and the Senate. And that's who they were hunting. And so every time they've missed an opportunity, they've come back and corrected their mistake. So you can rest assured, the next attack may not come on New York. It may come on Washington, D.C., and it's going to come on the Congress and the Senate. So they better start having little fire drills down there. And this one says, treason. Whoever owing allegiance to the United States and having knowledge of the commission of any treason against them conceals it or does not, as soon as may be, disclose and make known the same to the president or to some judge of the United States or to the governor or some judge of justice of a particular state is guilty of imprison of treason and shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 7 years. And it can be filed through two entities, the provost marshal and read below. Whoever owing allegiance to the United States, we already said that, okay. And that's from a Cornell Law education. So you want to impeach Obama? Let me quote a Dr. Aaron Vieira, who wrote about this back in December 2008 before he was sworn in office. If Obama is not a natural-born citizen or has renounced such citizenship, he is simply not eligible for the office of president. That being so, he cannot be elected by the voters, by the Electoral College, or the House of Representatives. For neither the voters nor the electors nor members of the House can change the constitutional requirement, even by unanimous vote. Inter sessi. If nonetheless the voters, the electors, or the members of the House purport to elect Obama, he will be nothing but a usurper because the Constitution defines him as such, and he can never become anything else because a usurper cannot gain legitimacy. If even all of the country aid, abets, accedes to, or acquiesces in his usurpation, if Obama dares to take the presidential oath of affirmation, or affirmation of office, knowing that he is not a natural-born citizen, he will commit the crime of perjury or false swearing. He cannot faithfully execute the office of the President of the United States, or even execute it at all to any degree. Thus, his very act of taking the oath of affirmation will be a violation thereof. So even if the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court himself looks the other way or administers the oath of affirmation, Obama will derive no authority whatsoever from it. Somebody says, this commie punk in the White House from Kenya is not above anything to move his socialist agendas and kill the USA. The commie punk has and will continue to use anything his meaningless little limited mind can conjure up. And this one sounds like something right up the commie punk's alley. Oh, man, we're in trouble. We're really in trouble. The dictator-in-chief seems to be pushing it to the limit. There is chaos all around this mutt. Boehner says it will drum up the Democrat pace. I have to agree with that. That's okay. You know what? The bugle is calling, and the trumpet is sounding, and the war cries are rising on the gale. We have to take a stand. And I'll tell you, I would say they want to comment. I'm just putting, let's do it. And I have to say that if we don't stand for our country now, who's going to stand for it tomorrow? The whipped dogs? I hate to say it. I was against impeachment, but I'm just hoping for anything to slow this guy down because he is on a death rush. And here's people talking about the BLM, Bureau of Land Management. Close that one down, too. Close the EPA down. Okay, there's three agencies you can put out of business tomorrow. Four. The VA, because they're not going to solve any problems. They're just going to wait until it comes out in the news, and they're going to screw the GIs over and over. And what's with paying bonuses? You're a government worker. You don't get a bonus. You got enough bonus. And we got too many government workers. 80% reduction in government, 80% reduction in taxes. And that goes on all levels of government, right down to mayor's offices. Okay, let's see what it says. A century since the start of World War I. Many years ago, when we were trying to bring peace to the Middle East, I wrote a letter to the president of Iran. And I think at the time it was Khomeini. He was like sympathetic to students, and they were pushing him as a democratic type of a mullah. And I sent him a letter saying that, you know, World War I started with two bullets. And when it was over, I think it was, 60 million people died, 11 million soldiers died. You know, we don't need that. But the letter came back. We refused to read this American crap. No, it just came back. They just, you know, hit it with a stamp. And I pled for a peace in the Middle East, but there's going to be no peace in the Middle East because the jihad is getting larger, and Turkey is about to turn on us. And on the east, on the west, Turkey's going to turn on the west. And it is really sad. And Turkey is a formidable opponent, and can. But the Arabs have a problem with the Janissaries. That's what they used to be called. But they could all unite in the name of Islam. When you see the Sunni and the Shia uniting, and they're going to concentrate on wiping out Israel, then Israel is going to be forced to go to the nuke of the covenant. Yep. So, Tea Party jams Congress phone lines. They jammed them on stopping this illegal immigration. And somebody says, don't hold your breath. They're worthless. They are worthless. They only left. If you don't have an envelope with cash in it, they're not talking to you, man. They're not talking to you. Take it from me. Take it from me. I was once introduced to a congressman who thought I was a big payer in his community, and when he found out I was from a different community, he ended the conversation. Yeah, he was from Maryland. I'm from New York. And he had a constituent with the same last name who must have been greasing him. Yeah, it's unbelievable, man. Unbelievable. That's why I say one term per termite. Don't let them get too comfortable. Okay, let's see what else is here. They're talking about the BLM again. Let's see. Oh, here's the Shoebot newsletter. This is always interesting. This is sad if you want to know the truth. Very rare footage. Muslims create a literal river of human blood by butchering 1,500 innocent people. ISIS just released a video showing what they claim are Iraq Army POWs captured by ISIS, driven away in truckloads, and then shot them all dead. The video caption started that there were 1,500 individuals. The video shows their end of being shot at point blank in several horrific mass slaughters reminiscent to what we've seen during Nazi Germany. The young teens begging for their lives as they were made to curse al-Maliki, but to no avail, while they were forced to chant, long live the Muslim nation. And Shoebot was the first to discover the video. You won't see it. But if you go to, let me see, Shoebot.com, and click on it, you'll probably see it. I've seen beheadings. American politician, here you go, here's one of ours, right? Giving money to Hamas, got caught. Georgia voters who support Israel need to vet Michelle Nunn's financial support for Hamas, as well as evidence that any support of Israel received by her will be based on how much money the Jews give to her campaign. Jewish voters who call themselves Democrats and supporters of Israel should remember the 2012 Democrat National Convention, when a motion to include God in Jerusalem being the capital of Israel as part of the party platform was put to a vote. And half the floor, I remember this, you got to Google this, because they threw God out. Not just the God of the Jews, they threw the God out. They threw the one God out, man. Rush Limbaugh admits he's not critical of Islam because of care. Saudi king labels Muslims the enemies of Islam. Muslims murder innocent toddler, slaughter helpless infant, and then kill their grandmother. Obama's brother joins Hamas, says Jerusalem is ours, we are coming. British Prime Minister mistakes beheadings for charity. So that's Walid Shubat. He's a watchdog against Islam. Yes, the religion that prays to the merciful God but shows no mercy. Yeah. And they will not show the mercy to any a Jew or their animals. Female fighter pilot in election fight to support her. Retired Air Force Colonel Martha McSally is not afraid to stand up for what she believes in. She's running in Arizona's 2nd District. The biggest mistake Arizona made was allowing John McCain to stay forever. And the biggest mistake that South Carolina is making is this Lindsey the fork-ton Graham to jump into bed with Chuck Schumer and Senator Leaky Leahy from Vermont, the first red state of the Union. So let's see. Replied, everybody's talking about this BLM, Bureau of Land Management. They're using Gestapo tactics. Sarah Palin, here she goes. She's coming out. She's riding her white horse. Issues a challenge to Washington. And this guy is questioning. Oh, she issued a challenge to the Washington Post. She called them out for covering up for Obama. And Bob, how did people survive before we had these programs? As far as cell phones, what is the difference between a tax and a universal service fee? What is the difference between a tax and an environmental impact fee? Whatever happened to families in this nation? Now it is the responsibility of the taxpayers to pay for people who can't provide for themselves. I live in North Carolina, and we elected a GOP governor. He cut some programs here in North Carolina, and now the NAACP is promoting Moral Monday across the state of North Carolina. The black ministers are supporting their issues from the pulpit. One of the issues that, you let a white priest or minister have a political issue, watch how close that Prince John closes the church doors and puts a nail in it. One of the issues that they support is that a woman has the moral right to choose, yet not one of them will discuss if it's a fetus has life and the moral right to live. It is murder. If you want to see it, go to YouTube. Abortion is murder, Abu Tam. If you haven't got the stomach for it, then you can go to a lighter version called Save the Kids, Abu Tam. You have to know what's being done to these children of the United States. And I got to give you a stat that's going to knock your socks off. Do you know how many legal, waited in line immigrants come into the United States every year? 1,200,000. Do you know how many American babies are aborted every year? 1,200,000. You think about that. Abortion is murder. There's got to be a better way than pulling a kid apart or sticking a giant needle in their heart. And after 8 weeks, they got a heartbeat. So you can call it tissue all you want. But that heart is beating, that blood is pumping, and those nerves are feeling pain. And anybody who voted, to not give anesthesia to children being torn apart should have to get a hysterectomy, especially the males. Yeah. Only the males. It's unbelievable, man. What are we going to do? We're in trouble. What are we going to do, mommy? Yeah, maybe we're going to have to find true love. Police chief of Boston says nobody needs a shotgun or a rifle. And I say anyone who talks about your ability, anyone who talks about taking your guns away intends to kill you. You can take that to the bank or to the morgue, whichever you choose. It is really sad, isn't it? It is a heartbreaker. You want to hear a few comments on gun control? This God Bless America, Diane Logan, says, guess no one told the hospital psychiatrist that the guy who killed the caseworker and was aiming at him as well as that the killer did not need the dozens of rounds he was carrying with the intent of killing many others. If not for the doctor, who was a concealed carry permit holder, and it was against the hospital rules to have a gun, bring a gun to work. But he brought it anyway. Didn't he make a good decision? Huh? What do you think would have gone through his mind as he watched that caseworker getting killed and he was unarmed? Son of a gun. Did I make a mistake today? It is unbelievable. Let's see what else somebody else says here. But he did the right thing, and he lives. You want to hear a story about a 12-year-old girl? A 12-year-old girl was home alone. Her father had just left for work in a Midwest state, in a Western state, I believe, like maybe Arizona or New Mexico. And somebody kicked in at the front door, and two illegal immigrants came running up the stairs. And before they could get up the stairs, she had a shotgun. And she killed the first guy, and she shot him in the groin. And the second guy she shot in the back as he was going out the door. When the police arrived, they searched the bodies, and they found a pistol on one of the invaders. And they traced the pistol back to an owner who was murdered, stabbed to death in a robbery in his home. So the girl just happened to be a champion skeet shooter, 12 or 13 years old. Isn't that great? Isn't that wonderful? Guess no one told her we already did that, the hospital psychiatrist. Let me see what else we got here. I thought there was some. Here's a fact for everyone. It was a mere 20% of the colonists who took up the arms. I said 25. This guy says it's 20. I'll take his 20. And the police chief name is Evans, and he's just pushing the same old communist line supported by his fellow commies, Governor Patrick and King Obozo. Massachusetts has become so damn communist, they've even outlawed forming militias in Massachusetts. I was a police officer and federal police officer in Massachusetts for over 25 years. I just can't believe that this moron Evans took the same oath that I took to protect and uphold the Constitution. If I could, I would leave Massachusetts forever, go to a much more conservative area where freedom and liberty reign, Oklahoma, Texas area. At some point, Texas and or Oklahoma may secede to maintain a union for freedom and liberty to get away from Obozo's reign. Should that happen, I will get the hell out of Massachusetts in a New York heartbeat. They can have my gun after they kill me, after I kill three of them. That's a good attitude to have, because if they know you got that attitude, they may consider not being so aggressive. And a legitimate person who possesses them has them stolen, and then they go out into the hands of people who are going to use them for the wrong reasons. And police have the same problem and have their guns stolen as well. This works both ways. With this reasoning, we should disarm the whole government, including the armed services. It was stolen planes that brought down the World Trade Center. I have a relative who says we don't need aircraft carriers. And he's one of those guys that quotes, "Beware the military-industrial complex." Yeah. You know who also says that? Putin. Putin says, "Beware the American-industrial complex." And the sooner the EPA puts them out of business, the sooner we can take over the world. Yeah. And this guy says the chief should demonstrate his beliefs by getting rid of his department shotguns and rifles first. NRA, you're missing the boat. You're sitting on the sidelines. You're starting to hunker down like the rest of the country. You got to get up there. You got to put your face out there. You got to tell your story. And you got to get women trained in how to handle firearms. You need women in your membership. They need your experience and your expertise in training people how to handle guns. Women need guns more than men. If Obama does sign an executive order banning private gun ownership, God help us all, it will be ugly. They did a survey at 29 Palms. This is Marines. And I'm doing this from hearsay, read say, whatever say. They asked these Marines at 29 Palms, if they were ordered to fire on a civilian population of Americans, would they do it? 21% said yes. So Obama is looking for that 21%, and he's looking to make it 91%. And that's what we got to do. You got to hold on to your weapons and buy more. Every time the communists rattle the sickle, you got to go out and buy another gun. After legalizing the illegal aliens by executive order, will Obama eventually issue an executive order to outlaw firearms in the hands of private citizens? If he does that, that's it, man. Start the impeachment now. Get the ball rolling. Get the ball rolling. And if he goes sour on us, we'll be in process. Because if impeachment fails, you know revolution is coming next. And you heard what that guy said about 20%. So start the impeachment, keep the ball rolling, and let's just throw a monkey wrench in the works. Never forget that Putin has called Obama a monkey with a hand grenade. Okay? And that's what the Europeans feel about Obama. That's what the world feels about Obama. And sadly, Obama did not get us into this mess all by himself. He had a lot of help from the Communist Party, which used to be the Democrat Party. So start the impeachment and keep the ball rolling. There was oppression to the point where people had to revolt in this country. What do you think our present-day military would do? Would they stand with us, or would they obey the orders of the president? If the president told them, go in and disarm every American, anybody that resists, or shoot them, what would they do? I'm looking at a cartoon. It's Ben Franklin. He's pointing to a chalkboard, and he's got the lesson for the day up there. And the title is The As Yet Unlearned Lesson of 9-1-1-0-1. And he's pointing to this this saying, disarming innocent people does not protect innocent people. You know, did you know that Fiorello LaGuardia, a mayor of New York City, used to read the comics on Sundays to kids? That's when radio was number one. Did you know that he had anti-aircraft batteries on rooftops during World War II? Can you believe that? 50 caliber machine guns? And we didn't have one Stinger missile at the Pentagon, and we didn't have one Stinger missile at the World Trade Center. We used to have a ship called the Normandy in Staten Island, which had a radar sweep of 450 miles, and we could have taken out the second plane if we weren't ready for the first one. We could have taken out the second plane coming down the Hudson River. And have you ever been on the Jersey side of the Palisades looking down the Hudson River? It's a heartbreaker because you could see that those you're almost at the same level as the planes that came down that river to take out the World Trade Center. And I stood on a rock, and I said to myself as I was standing on that rock that probably 250 years ago, some scout, some Indian, stood on that rock and looked down that river and saw the magnificence of Manhattan and the opportunity. Really sad, man. Really sad. We're leaving ourselves wide open, and our children are going to pay, and our grandchildren. And if you want to see some sadness, you got to see what the Bashar al-Assad did, and the U.S. government covered up, because Obama's red line was only in his coloring book, what they're doing to innocent civilians, and yet they're blaming Israel for fighting back to protect itself. It is really sad. I got to tell you, my candidate right now for freedom is Ted DeCross Cruz, because he's really standing up for what he believes in.
Behold the cross on which was hung, life's very Lord, God's darling one. Mary's own babe, so cold and so still, helpless before her on Calvary Hill. Nails in his hands, upon his cheek, and his pierced heart broken in two, love crucified for me and for you. Eyes that